If you were talking, you know, somebody came to your door, some man came to the door, and you might say, well, he didn't know what was going on, but he
thought he did.
And even if he knew he didn't, he might have, you know, if he put on, you know, you might say he
put on airs. Is this?
Well, he
acted like he did.
Or what,
no, no, no. Don't worry.
Well, if a boy left his pencil on the desk, you know, and he went out of the room, and if he came back and he didn't find it, he'd say, I bet somebody
took my pencil or stole my pencil, my pencil.
Any other words you might ever hear that?
Well, perhaps lifted my pencil, but that would be unusual, I believe.
Well, what if it happened to be something more expensive and more important, like if you came home and things were missing out of this room or something?
I might say copped. But I would say somebody stole it more than anything else. I worked at the prison for a long time, and I know that I use some prison terminology for various things that a lot of people here would not use. And copped would be an expression that certainly is used there. It's probably used a lot of other places too, but I know my vocabulary is peppered with prison slang.
Well, if you thought of something, you said, well, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember it.
And then I mentioned something to you about something when you were a child, you say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't.
Well, I again would say remember. I might say recall, or I might say I can't bring that to mind.
And if you wanted to send someone on a letter, you would have to
address it.
You'd have to what the letter? Then?
Write the letter.
And then you'd say, yesterday I
wrote the letter.
And and he has already
written.
And you said you'd have to address it.
Yes.
Well, so what would you write on the outside of it?
Write the name and address of the person to whom it was being sent.
And what would you put the letter in?
An envelope.
And if you sent someone a letter, you might expect an
answer.
And if your daughter came home and, you know, as a young girl and knew something that you were surprised, you know, that you didn't think they taught in the school yet.
She frequently does.
You'd say, who? What do you
that? Who in the world told you that? Or that would probably be my chief reply.
Well, what if it was something that you really didn't think that she shouldn't have?
Well, I might say, who told you that? Or who taught you a thing like that?
And if you were leaving for Miami, you know, and you didn't really know when, if I didn't know when I was going to ask you about it, and you thought that Wednesday was the day you were leaving, but you weren't sure, you'd say, well, right now we're
planning to leave on Wednesday. We think we'll go on Wednesday.
Is there another way of saying to do that? Saying that?
We're planning to go on Wednesday.
And if I said, well, are you going to Houston to the show today? You'd say, well, no, but I want to go real soon.
I plan to go.
And what would if a boy had done something naughty or something, and his little sister ran out and said, saw him, and he might say, now don't you go to mother and
tell on me. Now here again, I would frequently say, don't steal me off, because that's a prison term, and my children might say it too, because they've heard us say it. But tell on me would be, or don't get me in trouble.
Any other
don't tattle.
Any other prison terms you ever heard of?